time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. We're a weekly show. If you're first joining us, we're here on msonewsports.com as you found us. We're tweeting a lot, too, so follow us on Twitter, and you can check out all the latest guests we have on the show and topic of conversation. But yeah, this is the opening segment of a half an hour-ish show for the Merrimack Valley, and I usually don't talk a lot in this opening segment because we always get a great guest. There's so many cool people in the Valley to talk to, athletes, coaches, tournament directors, what have you. And we're just not letting the Commonwealth Conference, the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic go away. Even though it was the week before, between Christmas and New Year's, we have another guest related to that. And this time we had a boys winner last week and the girls winning coach this week. Casey Grange, Central Catholic, first tournament victory for them in a while, and they beat Andover, the defending state champs, their nemesis that's beaten them three times in the last three postseasons. So my goodness, what a win for Casey and the team. And she is going to tell us all about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Central Catholic girls basketball coach Casey Grange. What's going on, Case?
Not too much, just enjoying the snow day. Thanks for having me.
I know, right? Yeah, we're recording this on Sunday, and the snow came as promised. Get a little workout shoveling. I just did, actually, so we're all good. My cardio's in for the day. How about you? Any shoveling, snow blowing, or you got like a family member that takes care of that who isn't you?
Just a little bit of shoveling, nothing too crazy.
Okay, yeah, same. But Central off to a 6-1 start, awesome start, and the highlight has to be winning the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. That was a huge performance, and beating arch rival Andover, making it even better. Just take us to that moment and the final buzzer winning that all.
I think for me, it was just a lot of relief. We entered that tournament, I think, in 2007 and had never won it. So just prior on the 22nd, we played at Andover and lost, and it was a very disappointing loss for us. Credit to Andover. They just took it to us. We weren't prepared. So to get another shot at them in the final of the Christmas tournament, it just felt like things happened for a reason. We had a early wake up call a week prior, And it was a lot of relief for me that we finally were able to do it. And I was ecstatic for the girls who knew they could do it. They just had to go out there and do it. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And when that team is on the other side of the court, there's all kinds of mental things going on, right? Probably. You know, there's such an arch rival. There's so many battles over the years, state tournaments, this tournament, you know, this particular crew for you, though, was able to overcome all of that. And they just put it on the floor, took care of business.
Yeah. I mean, our theme this year is it takes what it takes. And I think they knew what it was going to take to get it done. And we had really good practices leading up to it. We shut down the two top players on Methuen. So we had some confidence going into it. And we had the film from the week prior, so we watched a ton of that. So we felt prepared. They felt good going in, and they executed just enough to get it done.
Yeah. Is this tournament not the ultimate like barometer of where your team stands? You know, because it comes so early, you're like, all right, what do we got? What do we got here? What's this 2023-2024 edition? Who's going to surprise me? You know, this to me is a tournament that everything's just out there, and you're playing these awesome teams. And as you turn the calendar year, it's like, okay, I had a good feeling of where we're at. Like, this tournament really does that, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for the past 15, it's been like, oh, where are we? What just happened? And I think that's kind of who we are as a team, is we peak at the right time normally at the end of the season. And I did things a little differently in the preseason. And we scrimmaged a lot more than we normally do, just so we were more games in leading up, like so that we were more prepared for this Christmas tournament.
Yeah.
And I think that helped. It helps you find out who you are very early going against those tough teams in that tournament.
Yeah. And you're right about peaking at the right time, because your teams always seem to do that. Deep tournament runs. And the theme in my research with all these tournament runs you guys have had in the postseason in March, February, March, is there's always a team in the way. Like every year, it's the same team. Like the first two, you lost to Woburn. Then the next two, you lost to Braintree both times. And now Andover has your number. Like, can you get a different team?
I know. I mean, just, that's the fun of it, though. I don't think anybody in the MVC really wants to see anyone else in the MVC come tournament team, just because we're all sick of each other. We've beaten each other up already. But I mean, that's the fun of it. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And that's whoever's in front of you on any given day.
Yeah. And, you know, losing to Andover in the round of 16 last year, they go on to win the state title. And this year they beat you in that first game again, kind of like a similar question, but you know, that win in the Commonwealth, just it really does seem like that could be, and you, cause you haven't won it in years past recently. That could be like, do you see that as a total momentum changer in the MVC and for your team's like, you know, promises?
Yeah. I mean, we had lost our prior six games to them, so maybe seven after that, the one earlier this season. But I don't know. Now we know we can beat them. It doesn't matter if they're 0-20, we're 20-0, or vice versa. Like, it's going to be a game when we play them. So to finally, I think it's been a mental challenge, mental toughness challenge as much as a physical challenge. Alan does a superb job preparing them, and it's just always a battle. So to finally get over that hump and do it in the final of this tournament is awesome, but we still need to play them again at least one other time this season. And this one is going to count for even more, hopefully, in the MVC race. So it's exciting to prepare for them. And I'm glad our girls got to see that they physically could beat them and we're over that mental hurdle. Yeah. And hopefully that helps us not just playing them again, but going up against anyone else.
Yeah. And it's easy to say, and a lot of people say it, I'm sure you guys don't, like, oh, it's Central Andover in the MVC. But there's so many teams that just sneak up on you on any given night. All you coaches in MVC basketball, whether it's boys or girls, tell me, yeah, really can't take a night off like in this. Is it the same dynamic for the girls this year?
Yeah. I mean, I told them to enjoy the Andover win it was New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, but then we were back to work and I was extremely nervous going to Tewksbury on Friday, just because it's a letdown game on the road. Our kids weren't back in school yet, so they were sitting around all day. You can't just show up and expect to win any time in the MVC. Luckily we got out of there with a win and we played well, but I feel like I prepared them mentally for like, you have to get up for every single game. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Try to make it more about us and not about who we're playing.
Yeah. How about some individual performances? I mean, you look at Kerry Finneran. She's the, you know, MVP of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, 18 points, 13 boards. That's just a monstrous game. I mean, you know, that double-double like that. And then also making the all-tournament team was Anelia. You pronounce her last name.
Anila,
is it?
Anyela Quo.
Anyela Quo. Okay, Quo. Yes. I gotta get my brain to say that K is a Q. Yes. And Ali Quo. And Quo just recently, you know, this past Friday night, she dumps 22 and 12 boards, you know, against was Tewksbury, right?
Yeah.
So these double-double performances are just insane. Like, that's just such consistency. That's like that's just dominating both ends.
Yeah, I mean, we tell them that rebounding is more effort than skill, and you gotta want it. And those two certainly. I think rebounding was the key against Andover. We got a lot more offensive boards and we didn't give them a lot of second chances at the hoop. So that was huge. I mean, we work on it. We do at least one rebounding drill every practice. And just getting back to Kerry, like, she's from Andover. Obviously her family is well-known Central family. Mm-hmm. But when you play your hometown, I feel like it means a little bit more. And crazy enough, basketball is her third best sport. And for her to be MVP wow. of the tournament is just, yeah. unbelievable. She doesn't really touch a basketball after March and before November, which kind of might help her. She's refreshed and ready to go. It takes her a game or two to get her feet back under her basketball wise. But she's just a tremendous three sport athlete, and she's kind of our go-to on offense right now. And we have pretty balanced scoring. Her and Quo are averaging around 10, and then next person has 7. Sam Gurn's averaging 7 or 6. So we don't necessarily have like a stud, but we have a lot of good athletes who are contributing across the board. Like Abby Evantopoulos doesn't show up a ton in the stat sheet, but she shuts down the other team's point guard or best guard every game. Deflection, steals, gets on the ground for loose balls. So it's really been, I mean, Kerry obviously and Quo stood out, but it's been a team effort so far this season.
And for captains, you got Abby. You just pronounced her name, but I'm going to make you pronounce it again.
Evantopoulos.
Evantopoulos. You got Shea Montague and Samantha Girton are the three captains?
Yep.
Okay. What do they bring in terms of leadership?
Unfortunately, Shea went down with an ACL injury 16 minutes into our season. I assumed she was going to be our leading scorer this year, so that was tough. We kind of went back to the drawing board on what we wanted to do offensively. She has had surgery yesterday, went well, or 2 days ago. So hopefully she'll be back with us. But she has been, I cannot say enough about her. Like, she got injured and the next day she's giving me drills to do. She contributes in every single timeout. If she's not yelling, then she's clapping or she's pulling someone aside during practice. She's literally been another coach for us. And that's not easy to do your senior season as a captain, watching everybody doing what you love. Yeah. So got to give a shout out to her. And then Sam's sharp shooter, but she's been a lot more aggressive going to the hoop this year. And she's stepped up her game defensively. She's going to be playing at Johnson & Wales next year. And then I talked a little bit about Abby already, but she's kind of our most vocal leader on the court and our defensive stalwart.
Nice. Nice. And congrats to you, by the way. There was a pretty high honor from the MIAA, that the Distinguished Service Award, was it, for women's sports that you won as a coach?
Yes, thank you. It was a nice honor.
Yeah, that's like, you know, the ultimate, like, hey, you've been here, done that. You spend all this time helping young female athletes become, you know, young women, right? And you went through that yourself. I mean, you know, what Hall of Fame aren't you a part of? I mean, you've been Central, Bryant, for your athletic prowess. Now you're doing it as a coach, state titles in soccer, right? And you're just chasing that. What's the big elusive thing for you as a coach? I think I know what it is, and it's probably a state title in basketball.
You got it.
You're like, I gotta get that.
but no, I've been surrounded. Like, I went to Central and I had awesome coaches there, and as soon as I graduated from Bryan, I got back into coaching, and I've been lucky enough to be mentored by a significant number of people, a lot of them central coaches who are still in the building. Sue Danner came back and is helping me on the bench. So I'm just surrounded by mentors and people I can bounce ideas off of. And then I got back in the building as the assistant AD a couple of years ago. So that's been helpful. Having Chuck Adamopoulos around every day, he's stealing our food and our drinks, but he's also giving me coaching advice, and it's been great. So
he's a big teddy bear, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yes,
I just, I've loved interviewing him. This show is like a year and a half or so old, actually 2 years now. And, yeah, but having him is one of my favorite guests just because, you know, he's a big old sweetheart. He is Chuck. But yeah, tell me about, you know, in that role, assistant athletic director, what are some of the exciting things for Central as a whole? You know, the ADs look at things like facilities. Are we growing in participation? You know, are we getting great student athletes to go to college, you know, that and participate at the next level? So what are some of the exciting things there as you sit in that AD perch?
I don't know. It's just been cool getting to know the student athletes from the other teams, boys and girls. We're just trying to do more to celebrate them and all they've accomplished. I don't know. We've had two reps for the MIAA student ambassador program.
Nice.
We started that. And then we have four others that are reps that go to four meetings every year with the MIAA. So we're trying to get them more involved leadership wise.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's been cool to see what other coaches do, bounce ideas off of them. They come to me. It's been awesome, like just meeting and developing relationships with the other student athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the ultimate marketing for a school like Central is just Central. Like it's what you've done every year after year, great teams, great athletes, great coaches, and people see that and they want to send their children there and invest in that school. It doesn't seem like you have to do a lot of outreach. Like, hey, by the way, we're Central. Did you hear about us? You know, it just kind of reputation precedes itself.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're not allowed to recruit. So
yeah,
just whoever comes in, I try to get the most out of them. And I mean, we have our open house where we meet some people, but other than that, some summer camps, kids come in, but I don't know, once they get through the door, it's kind of like you're a part of Central now and let's go.
Yeah. How cool is it just to be in your position to have these two teams and the AD and kind of just relive everything you did as a student athlete yourself, watching these other girls?
It's been awesome because you get to put like everything I've learned as a student athlete and as a coach, like making adjustments every single day and just getting them to buy into the concept of a team and teaching the life lessons of overcoming adversity, being a star in your role, even if you don't like your role, and making sure the last person on the bench feels as valued as the first person, like the best player on the team. We do a ton of team bonding and team activities. And I don't know, I'm just proud of the culture we've cultivated in both soccer and basketball. Because I feel like they leave and they feel like they had a really good experience, no matter how we end the season.
Yeah, 100%. And the final question is about what's coming up next now for Central Girls Basketball. Again, we're here with Casey Grange, the head coach, coming off the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Championship. What's next in terms of, because, you know, you have to, I mean, the MVC takes care of itself with the rankings. You're going to have a higher, I mean, you were 8-12 last year and you got in the tournament, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I think we had like the second highest strength of schedule, thank God, because that carried us in.
Right. Exactly. You can get in with a subpar 500 record. And now this year you're 6-1. So you're crushing it. Who are some of the upcoming notable non-league games that you've put on the docket?
Non-league, I think. Well, we're going to Tewksbury on Tuesday, which is a huge game MVC-wise. That is the biggest game of the season right now. But then on Sunday, we play Bishop Fenwick, who's, if they were allowed to compete in the state tournament, they'd be the top contender. So that'll be a good one. And then we're in the Comcast with Woburn and Medfield, and Fenwick's the fourth team. So
yeah,
be good.
That's a tough non-league schedule. Yeah, and Woburn, you have a little chip on your shoulder about them because that's a couple tournament losses to them in your first couple of years, right?
Yes, indeed.
Can you tell Casey I was on the MIAA website before this interview? Yeah.
Thanks for bringing back all those fabulous.
That's it. It's time. Like your girls won't care because they weren't around then. They were probably elementary school. But best of luck no matter who you play. And congrats on that Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Championship, getting that done, beating the mighty Andover team. And we look forward to watching how you guys do the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one, Coach. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
All right, Casey Grange. Great to have Central on, no matter who it is. What a turnaround for them. What a performance to finally get over that Andover hump. And that you know that means good things going forward as we get into the January-February stretch. All right, we're going to take a break there and finish up with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Coach Casey Brooks for the show, and now we're just wrapping up with that Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. Let's head over to the Lowell Sun, see what some of the cool headlines are, the latest. Tewksbury Sammy Tabor nets college hockey national honor. That's pretty cool. Sammy Tabor should be quite proud of that award. It is Tabor, according to the Lowell Sun, was selected as the Rookie of the Month by the Hockey Commissioners Association for her exploits in December, according to the Lowell Sun. She's a Boston College hockey player, women's team, 5'5" forward. She had, at this point of the season, 17 assists and 23 points. Not bad at all. She's a member of the bronze medal winning 2023 U.S. Under 18 Women's National Team. At the IIHF U18 Women's World Championships in Sweden, she scored 2 goals and had 8 points in just 3 games for those for the 14th ranked Eagles at this point. Great stuff. The 8 points tied for the NCAA rookie lead in scoring for the week, for the month in December, and her +8 rating was the best out of any freshman in the country. So good stuff overall from Tewksbury Sammy Tabor. Congratulations for that amazing, amazing honor. Lowell Sun's Christopher Hurley reporting that New England's best amateur boxers will answer the bell as the Golden Gloves returns this Thursday to the Mill City. Another record-breaking year at the box office, he says, bolstered by a special guest appearance from James Buster Douglas. Many fight fans are now wondering what the executive director of the New England Golden Gloves, Bob Russo, has up his sleeve. And basically, you know, Hurley saying that it returns to the Lowell Memorial Auditorium for its 77th season, beginning Thursday and running each Thursday through March 7th. So we'll see who the big guest is going to be, or big guests, plural. I'm excited, said Russo to the Lowell Sun. I look forward to the Golden Gloves. It's so well received and such a great tradition here. Lowell has the greatest boxing fans around. I'm sure there'll be plenty here. All those diehard fans, just count the days until the tournament. I'm so proud to be a part of it. All right, let's go around the updates from the high school scene. Thanks to the Eagle Tribune. Haverhill High Wrestling Team, 13-1 on the season. Quad meet sweep over Billerica, Taunton, Lincoln, Rhode Island. They beat them all. Brett Nicolosi became the third member of the team in the past 2 weeks to reach 100 career wins, doing so after going 3-0 with three pins at the 163-pound division. Octavio Harrell picked up his first varsity win in the 150-pound weight class. Lots of undefeated Haverhill wrestlers. Michael Morris's, Matthew Harrell. Harrell's 215, Morris 113. Cale Wood, 120. Jaden Muir, 132. Shea Morris, 138. Camden O'Donnell, 157. And Shaney Velasquez, a 285, are also 3-0. So good stuff. Haverhill had a big one against Lawrence on Wednesday before press time of this show. And then they're going to travel to New York this coming weekend to compete in the Eastern States Classic Tournament. Andover competed in a quad, super quad meet at Lowell High, finished 1-3. Let's move on. What else is happening? Boys hockey, Methuen pulled off a 4-3 win over Haverhill. 6-0-1 now at the moment for Methuen. It's an MVC-DCL Division III contest. Four different goal scorers, including Zach Anderson, Noah Nealon, Kevin Nestor, and Will McLaren. Central beat Billerica. They improved 2-5-1 at that time. 6-1 victory. Six different players on the back of the net for this team. Jake Morowski, Charlie Winship, Brady Rickenbach, Adam Godfrey, Keegan Hunt, Ryan Molesky, Logan Sheedy with 16 saves in net. Essex Tech Whittier Tech beat Amesbury 7-2-3. Let's see. Yeah, doesn't really say much about Essex Tech Whittier Tech, but Matt Venturi of Amesbury had a pair of goals there. Girls hockey, Andover with a 3-2 win over Westford Academy. Caitlin Quinn scored her first varsity goal, which was the game winner. Andover prevailed over Westford. Scarlett Glass scored the other two goals. HPNA, what's that? Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Andover. Yeah, 1-1 tie with Shrewsbury in a big battle of state across the state. For that one, Julia Taylor, she's had 39 saves as the HPNA goalie, but they only came up with a point. Too bad. What else is happening? Let's move on to the track and field circuits. MSTCA freshman sophomore meet. North Andover had a handful of strong performances. Boys side, Ajani Musasadilla was the winner of the 55-meter dash, 6.64. It was his time. Trip Dowd was second in the high jump, clearing 5.6. On the female side, Naomi Harold and Carly Peterson both took home a second-place medal in the shot put and 2 mile, respectively. All right, so we're going to call it quits. Thank you for the Tribune, Lowell Sun, for reports that we can regurgitate in our refined fashion. And that's going to do it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Another show's in the books. Thanks for tuning in. We're here every Thursday morning throughout the entire year. We don't take a week off. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.